Chris Lees has got heaps of runners everywhere today, and he joins us. Well, where are you, Chris?
I'm in Melbourne, Andrew.
You're down there for Graf and In Her Time, in the Lightning. How are they?
Yeah, both are nice and bright this morning, so looking forward to the race.
Yeah, it's a specialist distance, Chris, but how can we split these pair of yours, In Her Time and Graf?
Yeah, you're right, Ron. It is a specialist distance. They've both been very effective at 1,100 metres, but how they react down the straight at 1,000, it's still the unknown. Probably a lot of horses in a similar boat there today, but I can't split them. I think they'll both race really well. The mare's proven to a point down the straight, and she's a Group 1 winner first up previously. And I'm pretty happy with how the colt handled his jump out last week down the straight. Albeit, you know, he's probably one who's probably more effective at 1,200 metres, but I still think he'll race well fresh.
Yeah, for sure. In Sydney here, you start off with Al Gravano. He's in race three. He's fit off a win.
Yeah, he's a fit horse. He's in good order. Certainly really appreciated the rain coming last Friday night, but... No, I think he'll get a nice enough run back off the speed. If he stays in that type of form, he'll be competitive.
Caravali resuming in race four?
I'd suggest she'll need the run until she gets out to a mile.
Mm-hmm. These two beautiful fillies in the Light Fingers, Eldorado Dreaming. This is the second prep for you. She's a good filly.
She is. I think she's a little bit under the radar today. With the one alley, she'll probably race a little closer than what she normally would had she drawn out. I think she'll put herself there without doing any work. And I've been quite pleased with the trials. I'm sure she'll be better suited when we do step her up in trip, but I could see her running a cheeky race today.
Yeah, for sure. And the name on everyone's lips is Miss Fabulous. How's her attitude as far as relaxing, or we won't know till today?
No, well, it's better, but she's still a work in progress. That'll come with a bit of racing, I feel. We'll be riding a conservative today. I think, you know, being a bit fresh, I had a good chat with Karen and he's on the same page. She needs to relax today with a big preparation ahead of her. But and on paper, just could look a little tricky with the pace of the race.
Yep.
But she'll be very strong late. If the race sets up at all for her, she'll be right in the money.
Okay, two nice mares in the Triskay Stakes. Obviously, Invincible Gem there. Nice race for her.
Yeah, it is a nice race for her. She's a while out of the winner's door, but she's raced very well fresh previously. She's placed at Group 1 level first up before, and it does look a nice option for her today.
Princess Posh was very tough last prep. She had a lot of runs and kept running well.
Really tough. You know, she won first up in the provincial championship, Pete, and she was still competitive at the end of the spring. So... looking at it, she went out in really good order and she spelled quite well. I thought she just looks still a touch big. I think she'll sprint well fresh, but she'll certainly improve out of the run.
Okay. We'll just touch on Doomben because Zippity Doodah looks suited there in the first.
Yeah. I think the 2200 suits him. I thought he's got up there in good order. He's coming, you know, with winning form, and I think he's well placed there.
Okay, you got Raiden and Intrinsic in race five, third up Raiden and resuming Intrinsic.
Yeah, both probably hard to back, but they can mix their form. Raiden, importantly for him, he's got a soft draw. He over-raced the other day when I put blinkers on him, so I've taken them back off. And if he gets the right run, he can be effective on his day. The mare, she's in good order, probably improves off the run, but could sprint well fresh.
Time and again, one of the chances for sure.
She's coming out, Ron.
Coming out and and Tall Feek Boys, your other runner, resuming in the last.
Strong enough race for him to resume in, but I think he's coming up well. Pleased with his trials. He'll probably improve off the run, but a place change.
Okay, just trying to read you. I think it sounds like you think the two sprinters will run well in Melbourne, and Eldorado Dreaming will run a cheeky race.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you know. I think Miss Fabulous certainly can win, but today, you know, with that, I think she's well found in the market.
And Chris, with Graf, that workout that Tommy went down for 8 days ago, you didn't have the blinkers on, but they go on today, and Tommy just gave the indication they just turn the horse on the right time, you know, in a big race like this.
Yeah, he's probably sharper in his jump out without the blinkers than I was expecting, so that was pleasing, and they'll go on today, and hopefully they get the job done.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, good luck with the pair down there. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Cheers.